Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast for I'm Adopted. My name is Alex Gilbert, and I am a Russian New Zealand adoptee. Now, I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you guys so far for listening and tuning into our podcast up to date, up to this day. I think it's pretty awesome. It's pretty incredible. And I have had some feedback from you guys all around the world. I've had some feedback, all sorts of feedback, actually, even regarding my accent as well. Now, if you can't understand my accent, I'm sorry, but I'll try and sound as clear as I can. I don't have that exact golden radio voice, as in, good evening, welcome back to another podcast called I'm Adopted. In today's, I can't talk like that the whole time. It actually is not very comfortable, but I'm getting a bit sidetracked. It's been, I've just been very excited about everything that has been going on with I'm Adopted. This weekend, I am doing a talk down in a town called Rotorua, which is just about 4 hours south of Auckland, which is our biggest city in the country. But Rotorua is a nice small town, and I'm being involved in a small heritage month, family history month down there, which I'm looking forward to, and it's going to be awesome. It's been really awesome to get everything just going a bit crazy at the moment. It's the middle of the year. It's winter here in New Zealand, and I'm jealous for all of you guys around the world who are having a long summer in the northern hemisphere while we are all absolutely freezing down here in the southern hemisphere. But you guys, awesome. You guys are awesome, and I hope that maybe having a big, nice summer barbecue, and at the end of a nice, big summer barbecue, you're going inside, putting on your Spotify, throwing it on through the Bluetooth, and listening to this podcast. You know, it's a good 30 minutes to listen to, and it's a nice, I believe it's a nice, I guess, sort of piece of advice for anybody who is associated with adoption in their family or with themselves. And that's what I'm Adopted was all about. That is what the project is all about. And this is why I'm here to talk to you guys. And I'm so happy that we have this platform that I can actually reach out to you guys. Now, what's coming up soon, actually, this episode is specifically about the right age to search for your birth parents. Now, I've got a bit of a story in regards to this, and there's all sorts of advice, and a very common question is, when should I search for my birth parents? And it's really quite different for everybody. And there's some ages that, you know, I'm not going to go out there and give you a specific age that, yes, you should do this right now, or no, don't do this. It's just from my own experience and what I felt was the best age to start searching. So what we're going to be also doing down the line is I've been working on a podcast interview with my birth father, Mikhail Kovkov, who lives in St. Petersburg, and he's agreed to do a podcast episode, and that's going to be more of a view on the whole on my entire story, because I was adopted from Russia when I was 2 years old. I came to New Zealand in 1994. I came to New Zealand in 1994, and I was raised in a small town called Whangarei. I moved to Auckland only 9 years ago. I believe it was 9 years ago. Start of 2011. Yeah, just over 9 years ago. And I've been in the big city since then. I studied film and television, and I work in TV now full-time, very, very long full-time. I do long days in working in television. I do a lot of editing, camera, and do that. But I love it. It's my passion job. I absolutely enjoy it. And outside of that, I get home as soon as I can. I throw on, do some work for I'm Adopted. I get some posts up, record podcasts, and get things out there for you guys, because it's I love it and I enjoy it. So that's coming up soon down the line, but let's get straight into the podcast. I'm sorry for the long introduction. I promise it won't happen again. Please do not I don't want to lose any followers for the podcast because of that long introduction, but let's get right into it. So searching for your birth parents is different for everybody. And a lot of people who have reached out to me through the I'm Adopted page, mostly young people, people around my age in their 20s and early 30s. That's the most common age that people would reach out to me. It goes without saying that's probably going to happen. That's probably most likely going to be people in their 20s, early 20s, late 20s, 30s. I have had people reach out to me in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s as well. Of course, you get all sorts of ages. This podcast isn't exactly about it's not about how old should I be to reach out to I'm Adopted. It's about how old should I be, or what do you think about being the right age to search for your birth parents? Now, in 2009, when I was 17, I was still young. I was in high school, and I was very curious about my birth family in Russia. And I'm not speaking just for Russian adoptees. Again, I'm speaking for adoptees everywhere around the world. Everybody that may have some birth relatives out there, whether it's inter-country adoption or in the same country that you currently live in, if you're adopted inside the same country. And to me, when I was 17 years old, I started doing a bit of a search for my birth family in Russia. I was very curious. I didn't do a big search. I was just doing small steps. And I knew that this was really not the right time for me. This is when I was 17. I was still in high school. I was in the middle of exams, actually, when I was doing the search. I don't know why I was curious, but the curious got the better of me. It really did. I was always looking at photos and videos growing up of where I come from in Arkhangelsk, Russia. And as a lot of people who are adopted, I guess everyone has a different view on it, different emotions and different feelings about all of that. But as for me, I grew up with a lot of Russian culture around me. And again, doesn't matter where you're adopted from. It depends how you grew up. It's different for everybody. But I was very curious about my birth family. I was curious as a child. I was always curious about my birth mother and my birth father. I was always very questionable with my parents. But I never really fully decided on when the right age was to search for my birth parents. And when I was 17, I'm sorry for sidetracking this, but let's get straight into it. When I was 17, I did a little search. I didn't find any information on my birth parents. I didn't find any information at all, actually. It was very early days. Facebook hadn't really been big back in 2009. It was just really getting the peak of Facebook just yet. 2010 was when Facebook really went a bit crazy. It grew, it blew, all of that happened in 2010. I believe it did in 10. It's my accent again. But with doing the searching, I used Russian social media, a little bit of it in 2009. I only really knew they had their own social media. And if you look on Google, I'm adopted, you just type in I'm adopted from Russia, birth parents, type those keywords in, you should find a blog post to our website in regards to searching for your birth parents if you were adopted from Russia. I wrote up a blog just in regards to that whole story. And obviously on a previous episode, I talked about searching for birth parents. So when I was, I knew that it was the wrong age. I knew that this is not the right time. I didn't find any information at all. Of course, I was upset. Not fully upset, I was just, it kind of put my confidence completely down. I knew that I really needed to be open more with my mum and dad about it. I felt like I was keeping it quiet, and I knew that it was the wrong time. And this is when it comes to really the question of when is the right time to search for birth parents, birth families, all of that. And this isn't a question of, should I search for my birth parents? It's not that. It's just a question of when, as in the right age. Your choice to really search for your birth parents, that all comes down to you. And obviously, if you want to search for them, or if you don't want to search for them, there's not much point of really paying attention to this podcast. But of course, I encourage everybody just to sit down and listen from our own, I guess, experience. And that is what this is all about. But when you're so young, and I've heard a few stories of adopted people, I guess, going over to their birth country as a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or something like that, I can't express for myself, I can't speak from any of this myself, but I do feel like you're still a child yourself, and you still have a lot to learn in regards to meeting your birth family at a very young age. But that's, you might be very excited as a child, and you may be really eager to do it, and that's probably when it was right for you. But we just don't know. For everybody, my recommendation always is just wait till you feel like it's ready. Talk to your parents, be open and honest, and that's when you know inside you that yes, this is my time to actually start searching for some information. I feel like yes, I'm ready to do this, and I'm ready to start this journey, no matter how long it will take. That's how I always think of things myself. And when I kind of gave up in 2009, I thought, right, there's not much point in me doing this anymore. I really don't know what I'm going to do. I'm giving up. there's no point of me trying this ever again. But obviously I waited and I left high school at the end of 2010. And then in 2011, I studied film and television. I did that. And then I eventually really started to think about it more in 2012 and 13. And 2013 was when I started my search. And that, I was only 20 years old then. And I knew then it was probably still a bit too young, but I was ready for anything to be thrown at me. I was ready for that. And having the support of my parents was something that really got me through anything. Really made me knew that, or made me know that this was the right decision for myself. And I was ready to start that journey. I talked to a lot of people when I was doing the search for my birth family. I remember putting a thing up on Facebook, you know, just telling everybody, wow, I've actually tracked down my birth family. And you get a lot of the sort of questions from friends of family members of mine that would sometimes say, but why? Why do you bother? Because they gave you up at a young age. You shouldn't be reaching out to them. They probably don't want to know anything about you. And that happened a few times, actually, during 2013, during the first search. But again, this is one thing that I had to be ready for. Anything to be thrown at me. And this was, I wouldn't have been able to cope with that as a 17-year-old doing the search for my birth family. But this is where I'm getting at with this whole entire podcast episode, is just when is the right time. And I feel like you really need to focus and make sure you know when it's the right time. That is very important. When you feel like you've got a bit of, you know, doubt with everything and you just don't feel like it's right, then wait until it's right. And when you know it's right, you'll know it's right. Talk, this is what I'm adopted as for as well. You can reach out to the community, reach out for advice, everything like that. Obviously, we have the group, we have a private group and we have a public group. Our page is really only for people over 18. It's because, you know, we just want to make sure that everything is okay with what you're sharing. If you're sharing in the private group, that is important as well. If you're under 18, we've had a lot of parents reach out to us as well, you know, with regard, you know, regarding their children. And that is another way of doing it as well. But of course, at the end of the day, you need to make the decision yourself and talk to your parents, talk to your mum and dad. If you don't have the best relationship with your parents, this is when we really have this whole other side of the story. And if you are a young person who is very keen to search for your birth family because you're having a rough time with your current family who adopted you, it's a very difficult situation. But you got to know that you're not the only one. You have people out there that you can talk to. You got to have the support there as well. You better find the support, and I believe that, you know, you just need to try and get through that as much as you can. I am not a counselor, and I'm sorry if I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm none of that. But I just want to really say that there is a positive side to your positive journey to your story. You need to take small steps, talk to someone, and just really, I do encourage you talking to your parents, even if you don't have the best relationship with them. Take small steps, maybe talk to a family member of a family, of your family. It's just really, that's another side of the story. It really is. And, you know, as an adoptee, you're always going to get obstacles and challenges growing up. You're always going to have a lot of questions that are unanswered. I always had questions that were unanswered. And growing up, it always felt like there was a big door in front of me. And I didn't know what was behind it. And that's what really pushed me to go and search for my birth parents, my birth family. I've always had this sort of, not OCD, but I've always had the thing in the back of my head, the question in my mind is, what if I'm never going to know? What if I never search for them? Things like this. And to me, that was really the question I always had for myself as an adoptee. I always wanted to really just tell myself that one day I will meet these people. This is when I was growing up as a child. I always knew to myself, one day I'm going to meet these people. And I always envisioned what they were like. I always thought, I remember I had not dreams, but I always had just visions. and thoughts about meeting my birth parents. And again, this is just my curiosity. This was just me thinking, what do they do? What do they do in Russia? Do they even know I exist? Or do they, of course my birth mother would, but does my birth father know I exist? Or what happened all those years ago? Why was I placed in this orphanage? How did I become me? How did all this begin for me? And that was just the question that really pushed me to knowing I need to know as soon as possible. I need these questions answered. I want to know. I don't want to know later. I want to know now. And this would have been, when I was a child, like 10 years plus. Before that, obviously, I didn't understand a lot before I was 10 years old, and I was still learning everything. But again, my parents were very honest and open about it. And in that case, I was very curious at the same time. So they would always tell me, when you guys want to search for your birth parents, let us know and we will try and help you with as much as we can. And they're always open and honest with that. And I understand that not all parents are like that. And I'm sorry if you have a relationship like that, that is difficult. But we're always here to talk. This is what I'm adopted for. So with me searching for my birth parents at the right age when I was 20, I knew I was ready. And I knew that there was going to be a few problems. And I knew there was a few problems with my birth mother when I eventually called her for the first time. I understand that her life has not been easy. I got messages from people just telling me, who knew of her, telling me, this is when I first contacted her, telling me that, look, Alex, you need to understand that she's had a hard life and she has a few bad habits and everything like that. But that's why I felt like, it was the right age to search for my birth mother when I was 20. Because if I was in high school, I'd be at school. And I couldn't just leave whenever I could. I had to get my studies done and get things like that. And that was my focus, to get through high school and achieve that. And if you have any really crazy experience, I believe, that's not traumatic, but something that really changes your life, it's going to be a lot of planning, especially if it's right in the middle of high school. And to myself, I thought, right, when I did the search in 2009, I did instantly think, right, I didn't find anything, I'm not going to try again. But when I was 20, I used to get a lot of people telling me, Alex, you need to maybe do a search for your birth parents again. Now is the time. You are ready. You have settled down in Auckland. You are not exactly settled down with children, but as in, you're comfortable, you've got a job, you're doing stuff now, so now you should try and do the search. And that's really the time that I started, and I was very excited about everything when I was 20. I tell you the truth, I was absolutely excited. I knew it was right. I had the feeling inside me that I knew it was right. And obviously when I said, yes, I want to search for them now, and when was now, in 2013, That's what I said to myself back then. But I had to understand that I may not find anything. And that's another thing in the whole case, in the whole scenario, the whole situation. You never know what you're going to find. You may not find anything at all, or the process, it might take years for someone to get back to you. You might start writing letters at the age of 20, and you might not get one until you're 25. It's just, you need to always have hope. Always have hope. It's what I always say to everybody. You always need to have that motivation and just understand that things do take time, and good things take time, and things do fall into place. If you find out that later on in life as well, if you're in your 50s, and if I was in my 50s, for an example here in this situation, and I said to myself, I want to search for my birth parents. Now, right now, my birth parents are in their 40s, and the long and short of it of the story is, if you search for your birth parents when you're in your 50s, it might be too late. They may no longer be around, and you might not. It might be very difficult to connect with anybody. Maybe when I'm in my 50s, social media or internet might be a lot faster and better. In fact, it will be a lot faster and better by the time I'm in my 50s. But I don't want to think about that right now. But what I'm saying is, just, when you feel the time is right, when you feel like, right, maybe I want to search for them now, you do what you can. And don't give up hope as an adoptee. And be, these are really the points I want to point out. Open and honest When you feel like it's right, and hope. And that is the moral of that story, really. So a lot of people around my age have, when I did the search for my birth parents, a lot of them were either encouraged by the idea or discouraged about it. And a few people said, no, I don't want to do that. It's too much of a hassle for me. It's going to be too much stress. Something bad might happen. I'm worried about what they're going to be like because of another story I may have seen or anything like that. But if you're never going to do it, nothing's ever going to happen. That's how I look at life, really. I look at things like, for example, just getting this podcast out there. If I'm going to do it later, if I just keep dragging things on, nothing will happen. Nothing will ever get done, and things will just drag on and on. And that's each to their own. That's what I always say. You just do what you want to do and do what you can. But when you feel it's right, you know it's right. And so this is really the question I get a lot from people. I get a lot of young people, people probably like 19 or 20 as well, who want to start doing a search. And in fact, the boy that tracked down the siblings last month, which was a really great story, actually, these three siblings reached out to me in Russia and said, how can you help Alex? Can you help me find our long lost brother in New Zealand? I said, yeah, sure, I'll see what I can do. So we reached out to the Russian page, and before you knew it, this guy lived 20 minutes away from me, this New Zealander, and he doesn't know anything about Russia, doesn't know the language, doesn't know anything about his siblings, and they connected for the first time, and he's 20 years old. He thought that time was perfect for him, and that was pretty crazy and pretty incredible for himself. And that story, now he connects with the family all the time, and he stays in touch. And it's just that's a great story. That's got to be one of my top stories of the year. And just about, really, he wanted to connect with them. He was happy. He chose to say yes. And that's also another thing. Don't ever let anybody pressure you into searching for your birth family. Even if your parents tell you, you must search for your birth parents. That would be a bit different, actually. I haven't really heard that situation of a adoptive parent saying, you need to go and search for your birth parents right now, or, you know, you can't talk to us, or anything like that. That situation would be very, very different for me to really answer that question for you. But don't let anybody pressure you into doing it. Don't let anybody pressure you into searching for your birth family or your birth parents. If you're interested, if you have 5% interest and 95% not, you can move that ratio around. You can make things 50-50. Talking to other adoptees is a start. You can watch stories a lot. You can, you know, read our stories. You can watch stories online. There's a lot of great YouTube videos about adoption as well. And of course, I don't want to brag, but I have a YouTube channel with probably 80 plus videos all about adoption. And I love doing this. I love talking about it. I love reaching out to you guys, and I love the feedback, and I love the support. I think it's awesome. It's great. So that's really the whole situation, the whole story about when to search for your birth parents. But a lot of people have also, you know, there's when, why do I want to search for my birth parents? How do I search for my birth parents? Should I search for my birth parents? The question goes on. Should I search for my birth brothers and sisters? I got brothers and sisters that may not want to talk to me. You know, maybe the other family members and where I was adopted to may not want to talk to my birth family. The list goes on. There's a lot of questions that are always thrown at me in regards to when I go and do a speech or a talk. There's a lot of questions from parents who have adopted children from overseas or inside the country, and a lot of them have had a hard time. And I listen to every single one of those stories, because I believe that every story is different, every story is unique. But at the end of the day, we need to talk with each other, and that is really what it's all about. So thank you guys again, really, for listening to this podcast. I am going to tee up, as we say in New Zealand. Tee up means organize. It's my quick version of saying organize. So I'm going to tee up. I'm going to organize some more really great interviews for the podcast. And I really appreciate you guys listening. I don't know what platform you guys are listening from, but the most listened would be Spotify on here, Apple Podcast. And there's a Cast FM or Castbox or something like that. There's a few other really cool ones as well. And I see that a lot of you are listening from America. Actually, the most is America. New Zealand is second. Australia is third. Hello to all of you in America if you're listening. I hope my accent does not put you off. I hope you can understand it okay. By the way, again, I love America. I think I'm coming back next month to America. I was there last month as well for work. So this is my filming and editing and photography. So I just love to travel as well. And on another note as well, speaking of traveling, I am going back to Russia for New Year's. I didn't give away too much information just then, I hope. But yes, I'll be going there for New Year's. I do have tickets, but I'm not allowed to say. I'm keeping it secret because I'm going to surprise my birth family over there. And really surprise him. So that's a good ending to my year. I really wanted to go and experience the Russian New Year's and Christmas for the first time in extreme cold weather. I understand that it's going to be extremely cold, but it should be nice and beautiful as well. I hope so. I hope so very much. But hey, thank you guys again for listening. I appreciate it. And until next time, thank you very much. In Russian, we would say до свидания, ибо шое спасибо. Thank you very much. I'm very thankful to you guys for listening. No matter where you guys are from, all around the world, I appreciate it. You can find me on social media. Please do send me a comment or a message just saying that you've listened to this. I don't mind at all. I do read most of my DMs on Instagram and things like that. I try to. I get a lot of spam. I'll just tell you that right now. In my inbox and Instagram, I get spam every single day. People advertising me stuff, trying to sell me stuff. It just happens every day. It's okay. I completely understand that. You can don't spam me because I won't reply. I wish I could do a podcast about the funny messages I get on Instagram, but just keep it. I'm adopted. It's not professional. Maybe I should create the Alex Gilbert podcast just for a bit of giggles, a bit of a laugh, but I won't do that. Or maybe I should put that up on YouTube. I am on YouTube as well. So please, if you have not checked out my channel, please go ahead and subscribe to it. I am always putting videos up there all the time, keeping everybody around the world updated with my life and just everything I'm doing. Because, you know, one day, 10 years, 20 years, I'll show my kids these videos and my stories and podcasts and radio, and they're going to be like, wow, my dad was a crazy man. he was a busy guy. So thank you. I try to be funny and nice and sociable and just have a bit of, you got to enjoy life. Have a laugh and enjoy things in life. Enjoy the small things and remember that everything falls into place. I believe that. And this is a good night from New Zealand. I know it's morning when this will be released. So time zone is very confusing sometimes. This gets released at 6 a.m. every Wednesday. That's my schedule that I try to put out. Sometimes it may be delayed and stuff like that. But 6 a.m. every Wednesday most times. I know that that time, 6 a.m., I believe it's evening for the States. It's also, what is it, morning? It'll be nighttime over in Europe and Russia. And, you know, close to us on the Asian side of countries. And so I think it's an okay time to release these, I believe, time-wise. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you for listening. Goodbye. Thank you. Good night. Good morning. And see you later. До свидания. Пока.